Okay, but we'll start with the positives then. It's another point and you're still undefeated this season.
Yeah, we are. Another clean sheet as well. You know, defensively, we're looking really sound. What we need to do now is make sure we get that cutting edge in front of goal.
Does it concern you that you're not necessarily scoring?
I'm not concerned at the minute. You know, if it keeps going the way it is, obviously it's worrying. And the main thing at the start of the season was not to get beat. You know, it's a mantra we've got here, if you can't win the game. And we make sure we don't get beat. But we've got to make sure that when teams come here and, you know, get everybody behind the ball and go 4-5-1 to try and frustrate us. One, that we don't get hit in the break. But two, that we work out a way how to break them down. You know, we've been working out in training. But we need to work it in a little bit more. And be, not just the forward lads. You know, get more support up there, have a bit more movement in and around the box. And don't let frustration get to you.
At the other end, Thorsten Stuckman made two great saves in the second half to keep you in that. He seems to be settling the side pretty well.
Yeah, he's a top goalkeeper and he's been outstanding. You know, if you take the goal that we gave Bury out of it, that's three clean sheets now in four games. One goal conceded, which was against a top championship team. So that side of things, we're looking fine at the minute. Just got to make sure that the frustration doesn't set in. You know, there's a little bit of tired legs. We're going Thursday. The effort they put in Sunday and then again tonight, but they're fit enough to handle that. We've just got to make sure that we find a way how the team breaks down when they do that, and that's something we'll be working on.
You just touched on it there, that the fixture list certainly is piling up. You've got three games next week as well, from Tuesday to Tuesday, with the Johnson Paint and the League Cup. Is that going to be a problem for your players, or are you confident they can handle
it? No, I'm confident. You know, I said after Sunday that they're a fit bunch. I think the main thing we've seen tonight, well, one or two are a little bit leggy with the game time, but a majority of them are fine. But we'll look forward to the game Saturday. Got to build on the clean sheet again and build on the point. But, you know, we all wanted 3 points tonight.
Injury-wise, how's it looking?
Yeah, not too bad. You know, I think it caught up with Harry a little bit today. You know, he's done fantastically well for us, but we're not used to playing a lot of games in a short space of time. But he'll be fine. Good to get Chappie on the pitch, you know, and he'll get better the more minutes. Harry took a whack in the first half in his ankle that's stiffened up a bit, but we're sure he'll be fine as well.
And then looking ahead to Port Vale on Saturday, chance to get your first win of the season then?
Yeah, it is, and that's what we want to go and do. You know, we want to go there, we know it'll be tough. You know, they had a good result down at Swindon last night. You know, but I'm confident we can go there and get the first win.
Just one thing, you're the only side in the Football League not promoted or relegated last season who hasn't actually faced a side from the 2014-15 campaign. Is that something that actually has an impact in terms of you've not had a chance to play these sides before, like you know what to expect from Port Vale on Saturday?
We knew what to expect from the teams because we do our homework. You know, when you get teams like Bury and Southend who have been promoted, you know, they're used to winning games and they're used to digging in deep. You know, obviously Leeds, championship team, and Wigan, who were a championship team last year, they've got lots of quality in them. So Bury and Southend were very, very organised and difficult to break down. Two championship teams have got top players in them, you know. So we'll look forward to Port Vale on Saturday. And as I say, we're building it. Look, nobody wants you to win more than me and the players and everybody else tonight. But that's possibly a game last year that we would have lost. You know, Gillingham comes to mind, Notts County here. You know, there's many times that what happened tonight happened last year. So the main big positive out of it is that we didn't lose the game.